Japan by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 8th of November, 2007. 1864, on this day, Abraham Lincoln was elected to his second term as President of the United States, one of the only elections in world history to be held in the middle of a civil war. The Confederates had recently gotten so close to Washington that Lincoln was able to watch a battle himself, standing on top of a parapet with field glasses. On July 30th, 4,000 Union soldiers were killed in an attempt to invade Petersburg, Virginia. It was a bad turn in the war. The Army needed a 500,000 more soldiers. Lincoln would have to call for another draft. The war debt was becoming unsustainable. In late August, Lincoln wrote a memo to his cabinet that said, "This morning and for some days past, it seems exceedingly probable that this administration will not be reelected." The Democratic Party was running on a platform of ending the war. But that turned out to be a huge mistake when news arrived in early September that the Union Army had captured Atlanta and Mobile. And suddenly the Democratic Party looked like the party of surrender when Union forces were winning the war. Lincoln carried every state except New Jersey, Delaware, and Kentucky. It's the birthday of Margaret Mitchell, born in Atlanta in 1900, author of the most popular novel ever written about the Civil War, Gone with the Wind. It's the birthday of the novelist Kazuo Ishiguro, born in Nagasaki, Japan, 1954, grew up in Great Britain. His most recent book is Never Let Me Go. And it's the birthday of Bram Stoker, born in Dublin, 1847, who wrote his novel Dracula after he had a dream about a woman trying to kiss him on the throat. The novel came out in 1897. It was not a great success. Stoker died in 1912. Not a single obituary mentioned that he had written Dracula. But the first Dracula movie came out in 1922, and since then some version of Dracula has appeared in more than 250 movies. Here's a poem for today by Samuel Hazo entitled The Necessary Brevity of Pleasures. Prolonged, they slacken into pain or sadness in accordance with the law of apples. One apple satisfies, two apples cloy, three apples glut. Call it a tug of war between enough and more than enough, between sufficiency and greed, between the stay-at-homers and globe-trotting see-the-worlders. Like lovers seeking heaven in excess, the hopelessly insatiable forget how passion sharpens appetites that gross indulgence numbs. Result, the haves have not what all the have-nots have, since much of having is the need to have. Even my dog knows that, and more than that. He slumbers in a moon of sunlight, scratches his twitches and itches in measure, savors every bite of grub with equal gratitude, and stays determinedly in place, unless what suddenly exciting happens. Viewing mere change as threatening, he relishes a few undoubtable and proven pleasures to enjoy each day in sequence and with canine moderation. They're there for him in waiting, and he never wears them out. A poem by Samuel Hazo, The Necessary Brevity of Pleasures, from A Flight to Elsewhere, published by Autumn House Press, and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.